Morning in biblical Hebrew means not only the sun rising. That's the concrete meaning. Its abstract meaning reveals an important lesson for life. Hello. Welcome to The Explanation with Sam Kneller. This episode, Evening, Morning, Day, Night, the powerful abstract meaning, comes from the course Unlock Bible Meaning with 7 Keys to Master Biblical Hebrew, available at theexplanation.com. Evening, morning, day, night, the powerful abstract meaning. Morning in biblical Hebrew means not only the sun rising, that's the concrete. Its abstract meaning reveals an important lesson for life. We're using the phrase in Genesis 1, verse 5, and the evening and the morning were the. Similarly, day and night. This phrase repeats itself throughout Genesis 1. Evening, night, morning, and day are concrete elements we see every day. They also have an abstract meaning. Could it be the abstract instruction is of major importance to our comprehension? The answer is yes. Go to unlockbiblemeaning.com. Search for these words in Genesis chapter 1. And make a little comparative chart with 5 columns. The first column, the Bible verse. Second, the KJV English word. Third, Strong's numbers. Fourth, the concrete meaning. Note the KJV translators, not Strong, not Sam Kneller, give us this. And the fifth column, the abstract meaning. Note again, the KJV translators, not Strong, not Sam Kneller, give us this. The goal of the explanation through this Bible study course is to help you to be autonomous. There's so much religious confusion on every continent and in every neighborhood, not to mention families. You need a solid base. The proper comprehension of the Word of God is that foundation. One student of this course aptly expressed it. For someone so old, willing to take the time to share his knowledge with the world, he deserves 5 stars. If the video, you find it too long, doesn't matter. Pay attention to the materials he has to share. In fact, the aim of this course is for him to enable you to self-learn independently. Sheng J. This is an ongoing exercise to which we shall return. You can figure this out, and I want you to do it, to master this study method. As you find a strong number, H6153 for evening, it will lead you to a related word, H6150, and even a third related word, H6148. Follow the trail. I'll explain why we follow the trail in Key 6. For now, when you compare the letters of these 3 biblical Hebrew words, just notice they are identical. In other words, we're talking about visiting a very closely related word to harvest a fuller understanding. What are the abstract meanings of evening, morning, day, and night? Fill your chart with the numbers and the KJV concrete and abstract translated words. Meditate on the abstract to unlock Bible meaning, and verify your study with the solution below. The sequence of these everyday events reveals important, abstract, but real spiritual lessons. As the curtain rises on the 7 days of creation, we're in the darkness of night. God creates the light of day. First, there's darkness, followed by let there be light. The evening and morning sequence confirms this progression, which starts in darkness and ends in light. Genesis 1, verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening, H6153, and the morning were the first day. We're going to see the sequence of three Hebrew words for evening, morning, and day telling a story, the whole story. They merit deeper reflection, far beyond a rapid read of this short verse. The first word is erev, for evening. I hope you've done the exercise and your five-column chart is complete with the concrete and abstract meanings. H6153, erev, from H6150, KJV, evening, evening tide, night. H6150, erev, a primitive root, rather identical with 6148. KJV, be darkened, evening, toward evening. H6148, erev, a primitive root, to braid, intermingle, technically to traffic, as if by barter, also to give to be security, as a kind of exchange. KJV, engage, inter, meddle with, mingle, self, mortgage, etc. Here's a tip. Under Strong's annotation for H6150, click on Next 5. They have the same Hebrew letters. Note the translations. Also, a mixture or mongrel race, H6154. And Next 5 to reach H6160, the generally sterile Valley of the Jordan. Who has meddled, darkened, is sterile, and a mongrel? These are the meanings of Erev, as Strong shows, and it explains why evening is first in the sequence. Consult those links to learn the abstract concept behind evening, and then the darkness of night. Here's the reason for evening and night. And evening and morning. In contrast to and following evening and night is morning. It dawns with a soft glow of rays of light, escalating the horizon, dark yielding to light, but it is a separate positive progression. H1242, Boker, from H1249, KJV, early, morning, morrow. H1239, Boker, a primitive root, to plow, break forth, to inspect, admire, care for, consider. KJV, make, inquire, inquiry, make, search, seek out. Bocker translates morning, and from the alternative words above, also contains the concept of breaking of day, evening dissolving into the morning, the light and warmth emerging, intensifying, engulfing, and finally replacing the black and cold. That's the concrete meaning we know. Click on Hebrew Concordance for H1239 and read Psalm 27:4 for the abstract meaning of mourning. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire, H1239, in his temple. Boker contains the realization that in the existing dark confusion, there's an instigation to inquire, to search out and seek for some answers. Mourning is the time for breaking new ground. This is not Sam's interpretation. Psalm 27 verse 4 uses the biblical Hebrew root in the abstract way. Sam is merely pointing this out. The explanation is an inquiry into what God is telling us through the Bible. Its design is to help you inquire and dig out deeper Bible meaning. Day. This momentous godly intervention in the total blackness of night ends, or rather begins, in Genesis 1 verse 5 with the first day. There's still dark, but God confines it so light shines through, bearing the name Day, H3117, Yom, from an unused root meaning to be hot, a day as the warm hours. As the light brightens our surroundings, we have a warm feeling, a pleasant atmosphere, as in, it's a beautiful day. Evening and morning, in that sequence, represent a day. Evening and morning introduce night and daytime. The Hebrew word for day has various meanings related to time, but let's focus on one which is particularly relevant to this new phase of God's plan. Click on Hebrew Concordance for H3117 and find Psalm 91 verse 16. With long life, H3117, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We ponder life or long days, another of those singular concepts that sum up everything God is accomplishing. There was nothing physically alive that first day, but the sequence of light, morning, and day symbolize wonderful, long physical and spiritual life in the fullest sense of its magnificence and accomplishment. Life has nothing to do with mixed up evening and twisted night. Concrete evening and night signify abstract, sterile, darkened minds leading to death. Concrete morning and day signify abstract inquiry leading to long life, spiritual seeking leading to eternal life. Day one is, let there be light. That light is Jesus Christ, John chapter 1. the concrete sequence of evening leading to night, leading to morning, leading to day, reveals the spiritual sequence of confusion leading to darkness, during which we seek God, which leads to eternal life.